Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeff Calkins is columnist of the Daily Memphian, also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN on X at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how's it going?
Good.
Full disclosure, I read your column about the Florida State game and how it, you know, could prove to be the biggest win in the history of the school. Now, I do know social media is going to social media, and I almost ended up quote tweeting your column tweet. And sort of telling off some of the fans that were, you know, arguing against your proposition there. But one, I would tell people to read the column, and two, you're basically even within the title of the column, basically saying it could prove to be. If Memphis does what we expect them to do, this could be one of the biggest wins that we look back on in the history of the program. Hence, again, it could prove to be. Did that annoy you a little bit? I'm sure you expected a little bit of that response.
Nothing annoys me anymore. Yeah. Very little annoys me anymore. The other thing is that I would not pretend to argue that in terms of emotional satisfaction or, you know, meaning at the moment or cathartic react, any of that, like it compares to, I bet you and I could tick off five wins, you know, that you know, certainly Memphis against, when Memphis beat Tennessee, you know, some of the Ole Miss wins, the SMU win. I mean, there's a bunch that, honestly, like even the Mississippi State win a couple of years ago, like with a hell of a lot of fun, the UCF win, like that was like, there's, in terms of just emotional, what felt big emotionally, I don't think this is any bigger than those. And I wouldn't pretend to. I would say two things. One is, for Ryan, it was particularly big, I think.
Huge.
And I think this is finally the day when people, you know, maybe lay whatever reservations they've had about him, lay him aside, and because it was huge for Ryan. But then, yeah, the significance of this win is there is no other win that they have ever had that, you know, unlocks a possible trip to a playoff. It's never been available. And so this win, to me, you know, and of course that's true of the true of the Navy game too. Like if any game they lose is now hugely significant. But this was the win that, you know, they were we know what we know about Florida State now, but they were still considerable underdogs. They went down there, won that game, and now everything that happens, you know, through the rest of the season takes on dramatically more significance. Like I think if they had lost that game, you know, and let's say they'd lost that game, then beaten Navy, and right. MTSU comes to town. Well, you would have another 23,000 people there for MTSU, but there's nothing particularly, and you'd be able to talk yourself into, oh, well, it's still possible, blah, 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 right? But the truth of the matter is, because they beat Florida State, now every game that they play has greater significance, not because the game themselves is intrinsically so great, but because it could be part of the path to a national playoff. So that's the way in which it's different and bigger than other games that they've had. But no, of course it's not more emotionally satisfying, you know, than beating SMU. And the truth of the matter is, if they do what we hope they will do this year, there may become other games that are more important than this one.
Sure.
You know, I would say the conference championship game, if you get to an undefeated season by the Tigers and they're in the conference championship, and you know the conference championship, if they win it, will send them to the 12-team playoff, that'll be dramatically bigger than the Florida State game, right?
Right. And what cracks me up is here's a take that no one has about 2019 getting to the Cotton Bowl. Obviously, the Ole Miss win means a lot. And, you know, you got SMU in game day. That means a ton, probably the peak of this program, in my opinion. And the Cincinnati back-to-back means a lot. They don't get there without a win against Tulsa and a missed field goal.
Right.
That proved to be the biggest win of the year by the end of the year. I know people don't view it that way, but that's the truth of the matter. It meant something to be able to get over top of that Tulsa game. You don't win that game, none of that's possible for you. But I wanted to sort of pick your brain on that because I just find it interesting, like the denial of it on the surface value. If they read the column, first of all, they'd get what you're saying. But, you know, I got what you were saying with the title of the column. I knew exactly what the point was.
Yeah, and the truth of the matter is that now that I don't go to every game anymore and right from the road and whatever, here's the truth. What happens is I think one of the great things in sports is, as a sports fan, what I always I like to marinate in a win. You know, and
sure.
A big win, you just want to, it used to be wake up the next morning and read about it, right? And savor it and enjoy it. Because moments, particularly at Memphis, they don't have opportunities for wins like that every day. And so I literally decided to write that column because I just saw everyone having such a damn good time Saturday and then again Sunday. I wanted to extend it, you know, and I just let's go ahead and continue to savor how much fun that was. And so that's really was my motivation for writing that column. And in the course of it, you know, I made that argument, but really it was just about what a great day it was for Memphis, because it was.
And what strikes me about that game in particular, nothing fluky about it. I mean, I could argue that all the fluky plays came from Florida State, the deep ball to Malik Benson, the interception, things like that. It felt like Memphis just out-executed them, out-physicaled them, did exactly what they needed to do. And defensively, it's hard not to be excited about what Jordan Hankins did, what Chandler Martin has done, what Elijah Herring has done, although we'll see, you know, if he's going to be available coming up soon. But it's hard not to be excited about where this defense is at.
No, and I like what you said. Nothing fluky about it, and because of that, it makes it feel like this is replicable. You know, but when you can physically dominate a game like that, when you don't need Seth to throw for 425 yards, like Seth was a huge difference in that game because you had the quarterback you could trust. There were two quarterbacks out there, and one who was trusted implicitly, you know, and thoroughly by his head coach, and one who wasn't, and one who was capable of executing in the you know, on the fourth downs, and one who wasn't. And so he made a huge difference, but not in the way of I got to win this with my arm and my, you know, spectacular Heisman like stats. He was probably the most important piece, but he was just another piece in a team that executed, you know, it, from beginning to end, that was better at executing than Florida State. It was pretty remarkable to watch.
Yeah, and then speaking of that quarterback that Mike Norvell can't trust, I don't know if you saw his quote today, but he was basically asked about a quarterback switch and what he thinks about DJU. Doesn't seem like he's switching quarterbacks anytime soon, certainly not this weekend against Cal. He said he's pleased with the way DJU is preparing, and here's the quote. He's giving us a chance. I like Mike. I think he's a great coach. That quote is it is complete opposite. If you just use your eyes, he is not giving you a chance.
No, and what's interesting is it's just so clear. And you mentioned Jordan Hankins. Like, when you pressure him, he's toast.
Yes. Right?
And they did again and again and again. He obviously, like, there's some throws he made. There was that one throw where he's rolling left and throwing left. It was just a side down. Beautiful. Absolutely. Like, he's got a rocket. There's no question. But he's incapable when he's pressured of, you know, of getting the ball off quickly to the right guy.
Right.
It's a fundamental job.
He takes that Joe Milton conversation we try to have around Joe Milton and takes it to a completely different level, to the stratosphere.
Yeah. Yeah, a new low, I guess, or high. Yeah, yeah. Exactly right. I was just astounded that the team could, and this isn't to take nothing away from Memphis, the array of errors from that Florida State team. There's the punt, there's the targeting, there's the, you know, offsides lining up. So instead of it being a 4th and 8, it's 4th. I mean, it's just one after another, after another, after another. There's the drop passes.
Yep.
It was really, it's hard to get your mind around it. It was so bad.
Yeah, especially after last year, 13-0 in the regular season. It's pretty ridiculous. And I see a lot of takes about, you know, Mike right now. I don't think this is him as a coach. Like, I think there's going to be a lot of people that try to judge him off this year, and you should. It's a bottom line business. It's Florida State. It's a top 15 program. But I don't think this is who he is intrinsically as a coach. He had to replace 10 NFL guys. Spread the NIL money out a little bit too much, didn't focus on the quarterback position nearly as much as he wanted to, and this is the result he gets.
Yeah, it is interesting, though, because I saw someone had a list. Someone had Ryan on a Florida, you know, who's going to get the job? Someone had Ryan on the list of Florida. And I have to say, it is interesting. Like, who knows? Like, if one of the challenges of being at Memphis is if you have wildly successful seasons, your coach will always be, you know, a popular target. It is interesting, though. I think there's almost no chance that Ryan Silverfield, he could win a playoff game. I don't think when you're Florida and you're looking across the state and there's a Memphis coach at Florida State and that Memphis coach is floundering, I don't think you can hire the Memphis coach at Florida. I actually think the other interesting question is you've now had, Mike has not failed, but he is failing this year. Justin Fuente failed. I do wonder, like, is it going to be held against Ryan someday?
But doesn't it sort of remind you of, like, the thing in the NFL where it was like Ohio State quarterbacks are never any good, or, you know, you do that. They're doing it with Alabama quarterbacks. I don't know if, you know, one tells you about the other. I think everybody's different.
No, I think everyone is different. It is interesting, though, because you then wonder, you do start to wonder, for the longest time, it felt like Memphis was a graveyard for coaches, a place where you couldn't win. And now what we're seeing is Memphis as a place, maybe because of resources, maybe because of commitment, maybe because the conference has changed. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yep.
Memphis is a place where all sorts of different coaches, I mean, you know, Justin Fuente is different than Mike Norvell, who's different than Ryan Silverfield, right? And they all are winning at Memphis. It does make you reevaluate in a positive way that Memphis job and the fact that you know, you all sorts of different coaches can come here and win and be successful.
Yep. Now we have gone, you talked about the conference. We have gone from over the weekend, Bruce Feldman reporting that, you know, the Pac-12 could look at Tulane and Memphis from the AAC. We've gone from that to John Canzano today saying they're having a midweek meeting about Tulane and Memphis at the Pac-12. So it looks like there probably will be an invite extended here before long. Like, that's my prediction. And you have written a column. You said, given the chance, Memphis should jump to the Pac-12. Holler at me. And you said it isn't a close call. Holler at me about the reasoning behind that. And honestly, I do want to know your concerns as well. And I think most of the concerns will come from travel and TV revenue and offsetting the amount of money you're going to have to spend.
Yeah, a couple things. One is, no one is more connected than John Canzano. He's a longtime columnist at the Portland paper, and now he does a Substack. But he is incredibly well-connected. So you should trust John's reporting on that. And then, honestly, we just did a back-and-forth at the Daily Memphian about a pro and a con. And I'll say this. In the end, you need to know the answers to lots of questions, you know, in order to answer this. And the University of Memphis, officials will, or they'll have at least some answers about these questions. You need to know What's the exit fee? Are you going to have to pay it? We know that it's $10 million in 27 months or whatever it is, but what if you want to get out sooner? Is it like the last group, they paid $18 million to go? What's it going to cost to leave? What do they project as a possible TV deal? Like, what are they hearing? Of course, they've had conversations, obviously, with television executives. You'd want to know that. Who else is coming with you? You'd want to know that. Like, if Tulane and South Florida and UTSA, just for example, are already leaving the AAC, well, that changes what you think about staying in the AAC, right? So who else is going would be another one. Is there going to be an Eastern Division and a Western Division to help deal with travel? That would be another one. So there's all kinds of things that, and as for me to put a stick in, a stake in the ground and say they have to go, or for someone else to put a stake in the ground saying it would be stupid to go, it's silly to be that vehement about it unless you know the answers to those questions,
correct,
right? If the answer is, well, it's going to be $30 million, actually, to get out when you want to get out, that the Pac-12 isn't going to help you pay at all, that they have no idea of what the new TV deal is, that all the other AAC people have said no thank you, well, then you're not going. And they're not going to be two divisions. Then you're not going. If you get positive answers for those things, then you are more inclined to go. So for me, the fundamental calculus was, all right, I don't know the answer to those things. I know what I think they might be. So I'll just say this. If it looks like something that is feasible financially to do and a slight improvement,
you do it.
You don't sit there and wait for some hypothetical for the ACC to unfold. You go ahead, because what is very clear is that the teams that you will be with in the Pac-12, they're not the old Pac-12, but it's a hell of a lot more compelling than what you're in right now. That Boise State's been to three Fiesta Bowls. Washington State's been to two Rose Bowls since 1997. You had four of the six teams that are in the new Pac-6. Four of those teams were in the NCAA tournament last year. You had one team that went to the NCAA championship game last year. It is, no, I'm not saying people are going to absolutely sell out the new Simmons Bank Stadium to see Fresno and Boise and Colorado State and Washington State and Oregon State, but it's a hell of a lot better than what you got now. Right. And what you got now, let's be honest, when we're looking at attendance now, we're saying, why is attendance so bad? Well, look at the schedule. That's why we're saying. And then you look at the Memphis basketball schedule. What do we say? We say that as of Christmas, it's done. Anything you need to accomplish, you have to accomplish in the fall, because after that, it's complete crap. And so it will be better. It will be better. It would be better in the new Pac-12. So my inclination is to go, providing you get the right answers.
And here's the thing. You just compare the AAC and what the Pac-12 seems like to be their vision. They're trying to be the best of the group of five. They're trying to be the fifth best conference. That's what they're trying to do. When you look at the AAC, their big answer to this whole thing is, hey, Air Force, what are you doing?
Air Force.
Come on.
Imagine bringing it. How excited are you going to be to go down to FedEx Forum to see the Memphis Tigers play Air Force?
Seriously? On the football field, damn, I have to deal with Army and Navy and Air Force. I won't have a defense by week eight if I play all those right. teams. They're just diving at my legs every play.
It is inarguable that one is a dramatically better conference than the other. And as long for all of Memphis's struggles in conference or realignment stuff, they have always been able to say that they are in the best conference outside the power structure. If they, for whatever reason, turn down this new Pac-12 to be in the AAC, they will no longer say that. They will not be in the best conference outside the power structure. So it doesn't surprise me that Memphis is interested. Of course they're interested.
If they turn it down, I would hope that there is some idea about another jump that they could make, potentially to an ACC or something like that. If they turn this down, that would be my only sort of takeaway. I hope they don't.
If they have good, solid information about that, that's fine. Here's the problem. They once had good, solid information. Really good, solid information. They knew for a fact they were going to the Big 12. They knew. But back when the Big 12, in the end, didn't expand at all. It was that time, right? It was the time that they wanted to live. They knew that they were going to go. So, in this, I do think when you've been waiting for an invitation for two decades, and one comes along, it's awfully risky to bank on a hypothetical. So unless you have some pretty damn good, solid information that you are going to be included with Virginia Tech and Louisville or whatever else after the ACC is blown to smithereens, it would be awfully perilous to turn this down.
Yeah, and I will say there's just a natural pessimism from Memphis fans, right? I'm sure you've seen it, about not wanting to jump and to take these chances.
Interesting to me, there has definitely been a pushback to this idea of jumping. I think, but is it pessimism about it'll fall apart, or is it optimism about the ACC will fall apart and we will be in this great new mythical ACC?
That's not usually what I hear. I usually hear a lot of travel costs. Yeah. Better offset the travel costs, that TV revenue.
Well, and for fans, actually, I sort of do get it. Like, it would be a tough, if you are someone, there's not that many fans, Memphis fans, who regularly hit the road with the team, but there are some. And if you are regularly hitting the road with the team, it becomes a little trickier. I honestly think it'd be fun, though. Like, if you have the means to get to, you know, to Washington State and Boise and Oregon State, that'd be fun. Blue turf. Like,
I hear Pullman. Pullman's awesome in the fall.
Yeah. So I think it would be open up a whole new vista and be sort of a great new, you know, I think it would be inject some new energy and interest in the entire enterprise rather than, you know, going to you know, wherever, Birmingham again.
Yeah, and I will also say, if it is pessimism, if that's the word we're going to use, I get it. You know, I get where realignment and all these conversations have not gone your direction.
I was there when they were, you know, mission accomplished in the Big East, and all of a sudden that thing blows up. I mean, that was, this is not what, you know, it's not a perfect conference. Obviously, it's not. And what all of these conferences are doing, asking volleyball players and soccer players and everyone else to fly across the country, it's garbage. It's not respectful of student athletes, very clearly. But when Washington is doing it and Oregon is doing it and Stanford is doing it and Cal is doing it, is it really going to be Memphis that takes a stand and says, you know, we're too principled to send our athletes across the country like that? And, you know, sadly, it's the way of the world now. And if it produces a much dramatically better conference, I think you have to do it.
Yeah. Now, final thing, the Arkansas 2-for-1. Do you have a take on that? Where Hunter Yurecek at the Memphis Touchdown Club said, you know, considering you don't have a full stadium, we could swap games where, you know, we take the game in 2025, you get it in 2026 when you have a full stadium. You can pack that thing out, make a nice surplus, nice positive, you know, money investment, get 50,000 fans in Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium when it's redone. What do you think about this? I see some pessimism about that as well, thinking you'll get spurned like Mizzou did to you last year.
Yeah, if you get spurned, you'll get a big check. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
$3 million check, to be exact.
Yeah, they're capable of writing. They're capable, just as capable of writing the check next year. So I'm, to me, the one of the complications is, let's say Ryan's still here, right? So you got 5 home games then. You know, and you're playing Troy on the road, you're playing Georgia State on the road, and now you're also having to play Arkansas on the road. I think it just in terms of in schedule balance, it's a little tricky. But it obviously makes sense that with the Arkansas faithful coming, that you'd rather play them in a fully completed Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. And you could also argue that maybe next year is going to be without Seth. It's going to be a little rebuilding year anyway. So why not wait till you're geared up? However, whichever way that cuts, but why not wait till you're geared up again and you know, and ready to play Arkansas? I don't know. I don't feel strongly about it. I think they would have to figure out what to do with the home schedule. And with that, you know, away schedule, whether someone else could move, or, you know, whether someone else could move to create the balanced home and away, I don't really know.
Yep, we'll see what happens. But, Jeff, I appreciate it. We'll do it again Thursday.
See you.
Bye. That's Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins on X. Daily Memphian columnist, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show 9-11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, Robert Irwin Jewelers is your number one place to buy diamond engagement rings, but you can also get push presents and birthday gifts and anniversary gifts. They have all that. But when it comes to those engagement rings, you get more choices. They have an enormous collection of natural and lab-grown diamonds in all shapes and sizes. They make custom designing your engagement ring easy and risk-free, and they don't put pressure on you. They know it's a big investment, and they know how big of a deal it is, so there's no dumb questions. You go in, you ask, and they will give you all of you need, all the resources you could possibly need. And they have peace of mind with the meant to be guarantee. You can buy your loose diamond or custom made engagement ring at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You have 365 days to return it if something
goes wrong. You can have it your way. You can bring in a picture or a drawing. They'll make that engagement ring come to life. They have free ring sizing for life. So if you gain some weight, you lose some weight, they'll handle it for you. Free jewelry spa service for life. They just take care of you at Robert Irwin Jewelers. So get over there. They also make it easy to afford. You can ask her now and pay later with financing like 24-month deferred interest or take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. They have 4 decades in this business. Howie and his team always take care of you every single step of the way. So get over to Robert Irwin Jewelers. But again, like I said, not just engagement rings. You can have a new job, new pet mom, retirement, sobriety, weight loss, push present, whatever, participation, who cares? They can take care of you over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 3 locations, South Haven, Bartlett, and the Diamond Showroom and Perkins Extended. You can go online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers. Now we need to go ahead and take a trip around the National Football League coming up next. So let's go ahead and get to it. 92.9 FM ESPN. Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. It's time to take a trip around the National Football League. Connor, hit it. Good move here because no Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and they're going to be without Isaiah Pacheco after the broken fibula for at least 8 weeks, and then he'll have a rehab, and we'll see how that all works out. So the Chiefs have signed Kareem Hunt to their practice squad. I'd imagine he gets lifted up really soon. He understands their system. He's been in it before. He's done it with Andy Reid. So I think he'll get lifted up, and he'll probably get some run very, very early. But this is a good insurance policy. This is why the Chiefs are good. This is why the Chiefs understand what needs to be done, and they go do it. There's a lot of franchises that can learn from them. We know that. You can't play copycat with Patrick Mahomes, but you can play copycat with all of the sort of budget moves that they make to try to improve their team. This is a tough story, really. Ravens kicker Justin Tucker. He's not the same, Connor. He's not. This was a guy who had a 66-yard field goal. This was a guy who just consistently would make everything when you put it in front of him. And he's still automatic from 40 in, but most NFL kickers are. But he's 2 for his last 8 from 50-plus this year, and he's 0-for-2 this season. This is a guy who we just got used to. Anything 60 or in, automatic. If they ran him out there for the most part, John Harbaugh just had this innate trust in him. You run him out there at all, you feel like he can make the kick. No matter what the situation's like, it could be pressure, non-pressure, middle of the game, end of the game to go win, he would nail it. This is one of the things we're going to have to follow the rest of the year. This has really helped the Ravens over the years get over top. If they would have made the 50-yarder that he missed, they beat the Raiders. They handled the Raiders, but they weren't able to do that, and the Raiders got over top of them. They started 0-2. This is something that actually, I know we talk about kickers not affecting the game all that much, but we know that the NFL is a field goal league. If you don't have a guy that you can trust consistently like they've had in Justin Tucker over the years, it could get tough for the Ravens, who have already dug themselves a hole to start the season.
So NFL kickers this season are 35 of 37 on 50-plus yard field
goals. He's the only one who's missed them.
He is the only one that has missed them.
That's crazy. So how do we feel about the San Francisco 49ers based on their injury situation?
They're all dead.
Seriously, they're all on IR. Deebo Samuel just hit IR. George Kittle just hit IR. Christian McCaffrey has been on IR. And there is real questions about Christian McCaffrey ever playing a game this year. Because apparently Saturday, you know, before the Sunday that they just played against the Vikings and they lost, apparently Saturday is the worst he has felt with that Achilles in his entire rehab process.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean...
That's not good.
That's really bad, especially for people who picked him number one overall. You know what I mean?
Thank God I had the second pick.
I had the seventh. I had, in both
Breece
of
Hall,
my
baby.
Leagues, I had seventh. So, I was like Justin Jefferson territory, which has worked out, because I'll talk about him in a second, but Sam Darnold has been pretty good for him.
Did he get hurt too, though?
I don't know. Did he?
I think he may have.
He may have. I'm sorry. I should know that, but I don't know if he... I didn't think he got hurt.
Maybe he got knocked out for a little bit, but
maybe.
I think he may have come back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think there's any I haven't seen any shouts about him being on injured reserve or
everybody's
being hurt
getting hurt
out.
This year, though. You talked to Mike Keith about it. It's been nuts.
Well, and the Rams, too. Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp out? You think that hurts their chances? I'd say it does. But the 49ers, I'm just saying. The fact that Brandon Ayuk, the guy that they could not get into camp all year, is the lone
you know, skill position player that they feel like can really get them over the top. That's rough. Brock Purdy, like Brock Purdy, think he's a good quarterback. And he has proved us wrong every step of the way after being Mr. Irrelevant, but he needs all hands on deck. It's not like he's the most talented guy in the world. Now he's going to be out Debo, Christian McCaffrey, and Kittle for a majority of this season. Not good. Not good at all for the San Francisco 49ers.
We're about to find out real quick how good Brock Purdy is.
Yeah.
Like, really
good.
We will. Also, update. Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell said Monday that Jefferson quadriceps is day-to-day.
Okay.
But he's feeling pretty good.
What about Sam Darnold was the one we were discussing. Is he... How's Sam Darnold doing?
Darnold, he's good to go.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it was. You meant... Okay, I thought you were talking about Sam Darnold.
Justin Jefferson.
He played 60% of the game, and yes. He was hurt the back half of it. The reason I pair these two together... We just got done talking about Kyle Shanahan and his injury concerns. But if you check the Kyle Shanahan tree and how they're doing this year, Kevin O'Connell with Sam Darnold at quarterback. We were so worried. J.J. McCarthy gets hurt, and you're like, okay, who are they going to run out there? Is Sam Darnold going to be any good? We know he's had his struggles. And I'm still going to hold out on him because I remember the first three games that he was in a Panthers uniform. He was really good. They went 3-0 under Matt Rhule. So I'm going to hold out.
I'm rooting for him.
But look at Kevin O'Connell and what he's doing. Out of the Shanahan tree, get into that play-action stuff, trust your quarterback, give him the answers to the test before you get there. They're 2-0. They look good. And then the Saints, 47 points in week one, and then 44 against what I would term as a pretty damn good Cowboys defense. You know the biggest difference about the Saints this year offensively? It's not Derek Carr. It's not Alvin Kamara being healthy, although that helps. It's Clint Kubiak. As their offensive coordinator, 37 years of age, really young, coming out of the Shanahan system, getting into more play action, giving Derek Carr the answers to the test. Do you see a trend here? The Shanahan tree, when it comes to this day and age of NFL football, where you have more too high safeties, where you run the ball a little bit more, you have to take the check downs, you have to make sure you exploit the intermediate areas of the field. The Shanahan offense and the tree and the coaches that come out of it are having success because they play sustainable types of offensive football. They have that sort of magic formula, if you will, to go win at a high level. They can replicate game-to-game offensive production with, you know, maybe not the best talents at quarterback. It's Derek Carr and Sam Darnold we're talking about, and they've been two of the best offenses in the league through the first 2 weeks. Well, you watch Patrick Mahomes throw nasty picks and Joe Burrow struggle and go to 1-9 in his first two games in his career.
That's crazy.
And then you have, you know, wild. I mean, you see the Shanahan tree and these coaches succeed at the highest of levels. I don't want to, you know, go too far with this because we'll see. It's a 17-game season. It could slow down. People could get the book on them. But it's been impressive to watch Kevin O'Connell and Clint Kubiak for the Saints cook. They have done a heck of a job. Unbelievable job with the teams that they have at their disposal. Now, this year, FanDuel is giving you the chance to win big every Thursday night with FanDuel Squares. It's the same Super Bowl Squares game you've always known, only way better. That's because your numbers aren't just randomly assigned. You get to pick them yourself. You can pick as many as you'd like. You'll get to see the odds beforehand, and you can bet them live during the game. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K. And bet on Squares. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, you can get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when your first $5 bet. With your first $5 bet, I should say. 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. Now, I give a lot of credit to the Tennessee Athletic Department all the time. Connor, you know this. I know I'm a Memphis guy. That's my alma mater. I'm supposed to hate Tennessee. But one thing I don't hate is the ability that what they have done at the top with.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Danny White, he just continues to raise money, to find resources, and to hire the best coaches. But they hatched another idea that has to do with ticket sales that I think a lot of the country is going to mimic. We'll talk about that plan next, and I'll give you my reaction. 92.9 FM ESPN. Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services. Reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, with the House NCAA settlement, there's going to be a different roster limit, and you're going to be able to give out more scholarships on the football side. It's gone from 85 to 105, so your whole roster can seemingly be on scholarship. You're going to have to get them NIL money. So a lot of schools are trying to prepare for this. They're trying to find ways to bridge the gap, get more revenue, so they can pay a lot more money. And a lot of the estimates right now to pay out of pocket to get all of those extra scholarships covered is right around $10 million. Certain places, when you have that NIL money, it's been estimated at about $30 million. But I think when we look at the Tennessee Athletic Department and their ability to change with the times time after time with Danny White as their athletic director, who just got the contract extension not too long ago, sort of a lifetime contract extension, they are always on the cutting edge of these things. Right, Connor? Like, they're always finding ways to make money more accessible to their players, to find a way to raise funds. They're one of the best fundraising athletic departments in the entire NCAA. Their new idea, though, it may bother some of the fans, but I think it's a really good idea because fans are going to fill up that stadium no matter what, as long as the product is good. They are going to add, per seat in their stadium, a 10% quote-unquote talent fee to raise money to give to the players when that house settlement goes through so they can afford all the scholarships and afford the NIL money that they're going to have to put forward. So for most people, it looks like it's going to be about a 4.5% increase per seat in the entire stadium. And he expects that year over year to bridge the gap, to be able to pay out scholarship money, to be able to pay the NIL money that they need to stay competitive. I like this idea. I know there's a lot of people that will say, you know, the consumer's getting screwed a tad bit, but 10% is 10%. It's not that much. If you're going to pay $100
for a ticket, you're probably willing to pay $110 for a ticket. And I know Tennessee fans will still buy up those tickets anyway, so I think that's a moot point.
If it was a different fan base, I would say that this is a bit, it's a bit much, like 10% and a 4.5% increase
on
tickets.
It's 10%, but like they're doing it, you know, per seat, how much it would be increased. So I just read that from Brett McMurphy, put that up.
Okay. I think it's a really good idea. I do think with a different fan base, it might not go over as well. But like you said, the Tennessee fan base is going to show up and they're going to pay that fee. And most of them, I think, will do it with a lot of enthusiasm because they understand that it was going to lead to more wins. And you could argue that Danny White right now has Tennessee athletics in the best spot it's ever been in.
Yes.
Ever.
You're ultimately, you know, if you're worried about surging prices, because I think for like student tickets, usually they're free. I was surprised to read this.
I seem to remember they were free when I was there, or we paid a very small fee.
Yeah, it went from $10 to $20 this year, and it'll be $25 in 2025. You know, you do have to understand as a consumer sometimes. And, you know, I know that it's tough to watch surging prices. Sometimes you do pay for what you get. You do pay for the product improving year over year. You do pay for the product consistently being good. And that's the position that Danny White and this Tennessee program are in right now. You feel very good. You have Nico Iamaleava for a couple more years. He looks great. This season looks like it has some, you have some realistic expectations to get to the college football playoff and maybe make some noise. I mean, that win against North Carolina State 51-10 definitely proves that to you. So, like, sometimes you do have to understand as a consumer, if you want the product to stay as good as you've gotten used to, sometimes you do have to pay a little bit more because the fees and all of the things they're doing behind the scenes, those things are going up. The prices are going up. So in turn, it does pass down to you. It trickles down to you to a certain extent.
I suppose I do wish, though, rolling this out, there was maybe an opt-in type of option where, hey, do you want to add 10% to your ticket for talent fees? And I think that I think some people would, but where it gets tricky is like, you know, I went and looked at the Florida game tickets for instance. It's $375 is the cheapest one. $37 on top of your ticket price already is
mercy.
That's significant. That's significant. So that's where it's like, I like the idea. It does kind of feel like the rich get richer, though, a little bit.
Yeah.
So I suppose I wish that there was just maybe an opt-in option at first, or you do it with season tickets, and then maybe you roll it out to single game.
This is just sort of copy and paste for any, you know, program around the country that's thinking about this. Take care of the people that have been season ticket holders for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And let them opt in or opt out, whatever they want to do. If they have been paying for your luxury suites for 35, 40 straight years, you should probably let them, you know, keep the price that they've had for a while. You know what I mean?
It's a good idea, though. It's a good idea, and I do think that other programs, very much like the QR code thing that we talked about, will get taken.
You have to raise more money.
Yeah.
It's coming, and it will continue to be a issue of trying to make money year over year, and you will continue to have to try to drive up prices and fundraise as much as possible with the new scholarship limits, with what you're going to have to pay out of pocket for settlements, with what you're going to have to deal with NIL. You're going to have to make more money, and I just think this is cutting edge, smart idea for the most part. I know the consumer loses out, but in the end of the day, the Tennessee Athletic Department and athletic departments around the country are going to have to think outside the box, and I think this is a smart way to start. Now let's go ahead and grab a break on that note, and we'll get to hour number three coming up next. And per every Tuesday, we bring on Christian Fowler from Bluff City Media. Today's no exception. He's next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.